Easter, Week 4, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Easter glory fills the sky, alleluia. Christ now lives, no more to die, alleluia. Darkness has been put to flight, alleluia, by the living Lord of light, alleluia. Mary, Mother, greet your Son, radiant from his triumph won. By his cross you shared his pain, so forever share his reign. Shepherd, seek the sheep that strayed, come to contrite Peter's aid, strengthen him to be the rock, make him shepherd of your flock. Seek not life within the tomb, Christ stands in the upper room, risen glory he conceals, risen body he reveals. Though we see his face no more, he is with us as before, glory veiled he is our priest, his true flesh and blood our feast. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Alleluia. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Alleluia. Let us love God, then, since he loved us first. Alleluia. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us love God, then, since he loved us first. Alleluia. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. A Canticle from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us, in all wisdom and insight, the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 8. This high priest of ours is one who has taken his seat in heaven on the right hand of that throne where God sits in majesty, ministering now in the sanctuary, in that true tabernacle which the Lord, not man, has set up. After all, it is the very function of a priest to offer gift and sacrifice. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and these I must also lead. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. Alleluia.
My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and these I must also lead. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. Alleluia. Intercessions. Rejoicing, let us pray to Christ the Lord, who sheds glory on the universe through his resurrection. Christ our life, hear us. Lord Jesus, you joined your disciples on the way to Emmaus. Accompany your church on her journey through life. Christ our life, hear us. May we, your faithful, not be slow to believe. Give us the courage to proclaim your victory over death. Christ our life, hear us. Look upon those who have not recognized your presence in their lives. Let their hearts rejoice in the knowledge of their Saviour. Christ our life, hear us. You are the judge of the living and the dead. Grant to the faithful departed forgiveness of their sins. Christ our life, hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty God and Father, through your Son's self-abasement, you raised up the world when it lay prostrate. You have rescued your faithful from enslavement to sin. Fill them with a holy joy, and give them happiness forever.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.